Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition. In fact, this final edition of the 2014 season of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And, Mark, we are ending this one on an oh-so-bittersweet note.
Yeah, bittersweet. Texans got the win, but they didn't get into the postseason. Came oh-so-close, but they didn't get all the help they needed. How about this, though? Cleveland, up until the midway point in the fourth quarter, led Baltimore, and they needed that game to come through. It just didn't.
Well, let's get to all that and all the scenarios and where we go from here after we check out all the highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
It's week 17 and the Texans are still alive. They have a chance for the postseason with a victory and a lot of out-of-town help. The most important thing is taking care of business against a hungry divisional opponent and locking up a winning season. They have zero control over the rest of the playoff equation.
I got nothing to say. Let's just win. Let's go. Let's just win. Protect our house. Protect our damn house and put a beating on somebody today. Woo! On three. One, two, three. Woo!
Bortles. Hands off. Gerhardt. Booked out of the backfield. Brooks Reed with the TFL. Here comes Demaryius Johnson in motion to the right, takes a flip, takes it across the 40, the 35, breaks a tackle, cuts right 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Demaryius Johnson, first and goal at the 10. Keenum takes the snap, throws it to Foster, left side, has blocking across the 5 for the pylon. He's in! Touchdown, Houston! Keenum to Arian Foster as the Texans strike first. Shotgun, first down at the 33. Bortles, sack, fumble, the ball is loose. Pagan fighting for it, Watt with the sack, and who's got it? The Jaguars recover, but J.J. Watt with the strip sack. Bortles pulls down the snap, Bortles wants to scramble, and Watt trips him up, another sack for J.J. across the 35. Two sacks for Watt already. Bortles. Hands off to Gerhardt. Watt wraps him up behind the line of scrimmage, and friends come over for the finish. It's a TFL. Keenum, shotgun, gets the snap. Hits Andre Johnson, taking it across the 5 toward the goal line, and he's down at the 1. That's Andre Johnson's 80th catch of the year. He hits the 80 mark for the 7th time in his career, and he's the 11th player in NFL history with 7 seasons of 80 or more receptions. Keenum. Calling signals, takes the snap, handoff, Lou running left toward the goal line, he's in! Alfred Lou, 1 yard touchdown run as the Texans are back in front. First down from the 33 of the Jags, Bortles back to pass, and he's going to be sacked. Bortles goes down as Whitney Merciless gets the sack, and Watt says the ball is out, but they're going to blow it dead. Whitney with the damage, third sack of the game for the Texans. Keenum shotgun, second down and 3 at the Jacksonville 8. Here's the snap. Case fakes the give, throws to the end zone. Hits Andre Johnson. Touchdown, Houston. The Texans retake the lead. Bortles gets the snap. Bortles with time. Pops. Here comes Watt. And he brings down Bortles in the end zone. J.J. Watt with the sack. 20 and a half on the year. The first player in NFL history with 20 or more sacks in 2 seasons of his career. Here's your ball game. Fourth and goal from the 5. Bortles shotgun. Here's pressure. Bortles throws left side of the end zone. Caught, but is it completed? It's out of bounds. The Texans are going to win it.
Most important thing I want to tell you is like I said, on behalf of our staff, we got a lot of respect for you guys. You know, you're a group of guys that came together. We asked you to do things, especially to veteran players that you hadn't had to do, you know, before. And not that one way is the right way and the other way is wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But you bought into what we're doing. But again, at the end of the day, we can't leave it up to somebody else. You know, and that's something we'll talk about tomorrow. But I'm telling you guys, I got a lot of I got a lot of respect for the guys in this room and the way you fight and the mental toughness and the physical toughness and the way you came together as a team. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you on behalf of our coaching staff to you guys as players for what you meant to us this year. Okay? For what you meant to us this year. I really appreciate it, and I got a hell of a lot of respect for this football team. Great job today. Great team win. Great job at the end. Defense, you know, stopping them there. Fourth down. Hell of a job. I mean, a hell of a lot to be proud of. You know, I told you last night to go from 2 wins to 9 wins. Not many teams have done that in 36 years since they went to a 16-game schedule. So that's a hell of a job. And you guys should be commended for that, and you guys should be proud of that. But it's just the start. It's just the start.
Halfway through the year, a lot of teams would have put in the towel. But our team fought. This is the start. We saw right here at the end of this season what could be. So let's make that happen. Nobody be content. Nobody be complacent. We did a good job here at the end, but we got big goals. So let's go out and get those. Texans on three. 1, 2, 3. Texans!
Well, again, we talk about J.J. Watt. Is that your HCC play of the week?
My HCC play of the week, and HCC start here, go anywhere. Andre Johnson, it would be the touchdown reception off the arm of Case Keenum.
Well, HCC is going to get 2 plays of the week because I actually have to go with the J.J. Watt play, getting that sack, putting him at 20 and a half, the only player ever to have 2 seasons like that. You just, every week we talk about it, Mark, which you really can't say enough.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien says that J.J. affects every play of the game. It's clear that he does. It's clear that he's a one-man destroyer of offensive lines. But you also credit his teammates because Jared Cricks had a nice year. Whitney Mercilus has come on strong when you look at some of the pass rushers for this football team. But Watt was amazing, as always. And I think the defense, Patty, when you look at down the stretch, last 7 games, what they were able to do, they played playoff caliber defense. It's too bad they can't get into the postseason and cash in on that.
Absolutely. Defense was the story. But before we wrap this up, we have to talk a little bit about Case Keenum as well. You know, the kid comes out off of a deer stand and he wins these 2 games. He couldn't win any last year, but gets these last 2 games.
Yeah, the deer stand thing is going to be one of those legendary stories. Keenum gets the phone call in a deer stand. Phone must have been on vibrate, by the way. But comes to Houston and is able to engineer the win over the Baltimore Ravens. Now, you credit the entire team effort here, but Keenum's the quarterback. And against the Jags, it was a lot tougher. He turned it over twice. There were costly turnovers, but he overcame them along with the rest of the squad to pull out the win over the Jaguars and help the Texans get to 9-7, only their fourth winning season ever.
All right, we've got much more to talk about in this one. In fact, where do the Texans go from here? We've got draft order, we've got schedule things, and we'll do all that when we come back. Stay with us.